Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited, excited, excited. Well, we are just one day past the State of the Union Address. Our topic today, I feel, fit so nicely with some of the things that I heard in that address. For instance, our topic today, where there's a will, there's wealth. That's right. You heard me. Where there's a will, there's wealth. And what I like about how this topic fits so nicely on today, right after the State of the Union Address, where the President of the United States made a commitment to help all of those who were willing to work hard, those basically willing to put forth their will and their effort, that they also shall be able to get the financial goals and situations that they want to have. He said that if a person should be able to work hard, he said that every child should have the same opportunities for success in life as his own two children have. You know, that's got to be somewhat different than what we've ever heard. I know I've never heard it from a president, and that he has repeated this over and over and over throughout his presidency, throughout his administration. He has made that clear, and I think that that is commendable. I think that he has also made clear that the love he shares with his spouse, that that is something that others who desire it should have that opportunity. And I even heard him say that he wanted to do something for our young boys in these inner cities that are faced with so much poverty and gangs and drugs, that he wanted to turn that around, because he knows, as we all know and have stated over and over and over, that the lack of a good education, see, because that's the word we've left out. We've said, well, they have public schools. Well, they have schools, but see, but is it a good education? Because a good education would try to hold you there, not just give up on you at the slightest little thing. And so it's just so many wonderful things. But I just love how in his speech he talked about the grit, being tough, persistent, staying at something. He talked about how, you know, it was so powerful how he picked out certain people sitting in that room, including himself and Speaker Boehner, how he let them know that you talking about not helping the lower and middle class, that's who our parents were. How are you going to deny your own parent the opportunity, okay, to do better? If that had not been, you wouldn't be sitting where you're sitting, and I wouldn't be standing here. To me, they can say whatever they want to say, negative, about the president or his speech. But that right there was a tell-all to say that I get it. I understand this country and this nation and what we're about. You can call me dumb, stupid, whatever other little names they try to come up with for him, insensitive, divisive. And then they said he was lawless, all this other crazy stuff. But he, but see, he on record with that. See, they can't take that one away from him. Millions of Americans and people around the world were listening last night. They tried to say that many people wouldn't listen. Are they crazy? What do you mean? We're going to listen. Are you kidding? That was funny. Yeah, they were talking earlier yesterday and what have you on, I don't know if it was CNN, one of them, and either CNN or MSNBC, somebody was on there saying that many people weren't going to watch. I said to myself, are you crazy? Well, immediately after I saw that, I ran to my computer and typed in, everybody watch it. That's when I put the post. For those of you who are on my Facebook page and you saw the post where I said, tell your friends, your parents, your neighbors, and your family and everybody to post this, to watch, I had just heard that nonsense. So anyway, so we're watching. But I just love the fact how, you know, and now today our topic this morning is where there's a will, there's wealth. I tell you, it just fits so nicely. New York, I see New York, you can you can start a business in New York and not pay taxes for 10 years. There are programs and things in place to strengthen the entrepreneur. I loved how he talked about training. You're going to get employees that are well-trained. So you know, for myself and some others of us who got into the training industry, we were waiting for a day like this where trainers would be respectable and valued. So I'm looking forward to new contracts. I'm looking forward to training the people that need training. I'm so glad that I stuck with my training abilities. But here's what you need to do. You need to find out what it is that you can do, because, and you need to tool with all your might. You know, the scripture tells us, whatever you find your right hand doing, do it with all your might. Here is the opportunity. Here is the time to work hard and get something out of it. You got a good three-year run. He's got a good three-year run. He said that, guess what, American people, when he had that soldier stand up, he said, if this soldier can do it, oh, so can we. Now, see, that right there sealed the deal. And, of course, they want to make that the highlight of his speech. That was the crescendo. That was the end of the speech. But he has said so many powerful things prior to that. That just seals the deal. And so I say it's not up to them to remind us of the things he said. It's up to us to remind them what he said. And that's where we go wrong sometimes. And we need to make sure we turn this thing around the same way many of us did during right after the Million Man March. And many people went back to their communities and began to work hard. And we launched all types of programs. We set up all types of nonprofits. Well, now it's time to set up all types of entrepreneurial businesses. This is a good time to do it. So don't delay. Factories, they're looking for factories to be created. He talked about the woman who had started her own tech company, I believe, in New York. I'm telling you, New York is not a bad place to start a business. 10 years, no taxes. And they need to do that in other big cities and states like New Jersey, some areas of California, and other places, Ohio. They need to do that because we are, but guess what? If we tell them, they'll do it, because guess what? Where there's a will, there's wealth. Yes, the Bible says that we have power to get wealth. And so you have the opportunity. That's why we here at All About Entrepreneurs have programs that will help you build wealth for your family. All you need to do is put forth the will. The wealth is here. You just got to have that will. You got to have that determination. You got to have that dream, that goal, that vision. And that's why we have sessions and workshops and conferences set up to teach you how to do it. So we have online, we have webinars and seminars and teleseminars that you can take place in, and that you can learn what to do, how to get your buildings galore, getting started a manufacturing business is not the hardest thing in the world. But if you want some help with that, if you want some counseling and consulting, coaching to get it started, I'm working with a brand new manufacturer in Newark. Excited, I met this woman. And she told me that she was starting a manufacturing business, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. And I went and I met with her, and sure enough, she's got it going on. And I mean, big old factory. That building is sitting in Newark probably 100 years or so. And there are factories like that around the world. But what does it take in order for you to have a where there's a will, there's a wealth story? We're looking for those kinds of stories. What will it take for you? Well, you've got to have that vision. You've got to think big. You've got to change that mindset from thinking small. You need that big factory. I need that big factory. We got it. This is our year. You heard what the president said in his speech. Take action. See, where there's a will. See, will and action go together. Will and action go together like rice and white. Okay, well, I know there's brown and yellow, but when I grew up in Cincinnati, it was mostly white. That was it. I never saw another color rice until I became a grown woman and moved here to New Jersey. But where there's a will, there's action. Take action on your dreams, your goals. I was talking to another one of my sisters on yesterday, and she said that this is before the president's speech came out, and they didn't leak none of that. Nobody knew what he was talking about, but our conversations were all around this, and she said that a lot of people, their problem is that they don't have a dream. And we've been saying that for a long time, but it just, when she said it, somehow it struck another nerve with me. I did a workshop called How to Activate Your Dream, 12 Steps to Activating Your Dream. Because the problem is sometimes people have a dream, but they don't know what to do with it. And so when she said it just yesterday, just less than 24 hours before the State of the Union, when the president called the American people to get into action, to take our country forward, to continue to move forward, but to do it at a faster pace, to keep up with technology and to go ahead of it. We are to create these programs at work. We talked yesterday a little bit about the tech industry and how they are making machines to think and solve problems and make decisions. Now, if that happens, you know, that cuts out who? That cuts out that middle layer of management. That's that person's making those decisions in the middle there. Those managers and supervisors, they cut that person out. Now, that's putting another. So people better learn how to create their own businesses and sell to other bigger businesses that are creating these robots and what have you. Learn how to provide them with products and services, because if not, they will go overseas. They will go to China. They will go to Asia. They will go to Japan. They will go to Russia and other places, and we'll still be sitting here on welfare, on food stamps. No, because where there's a will, there's wealth. So we're going to find out. We're going to be bringing to you right here live in the mornings, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on All About Entrepreneurs, opportunities for you to take advantage of. You heard President Obama say in his speech yesterday, he's going to be going around the country talking to the local entrepreneurs just like you, finding out what does it take, what do you need, how states can help you do what you're doing. You're going to see some sweeping legislation and bills and programs coming forth, but you got to be in it to win it. And if it is to be, it is up to me. That's what you have to be able to say. Because where there's a will, there is wealth. So we are so, I can't even believe how God hooked that up. Because I certainly had no clue. I mean, I know he had said that he would talk about jobs and the economy, yes. But I certainly had, I didn't know that his, one of his key slogans would be, you got to take action. And I just feel that that word action just fits so well with the word that we've used, will, where there's a will. In other words, where there's action, where you take action, where you get up, whether you get on this show or another show, whether you get into our training and another training, whether you go to that webinar or this seminar, the fact is that you get up and you go and you do it. And something else that he said that I thought was so key, and I posted almost throughout the entire speech. So on my Facebook, you will find the different posts. I might pull them all together and put it in some type of free report or ebook. But one thing I noticed is that President Obama talked about teamwork. See, here's where we got to get. He said if we come together, you know, they kept trying to say he was divisive, but he let them know, no, it's not me being divisive. You all won't come together and work together with me. He made that clear in front of the whole world. And they can try to say what they want to say, but it's too late. He exposed it without pointing fingers at the Republican parties. Because now it just appeared that they're kind of split and there's more than one. That shows you right there where the unity is. But he said it. He said, listen, and we know this ain't about Republican, Democrat, this or that. Let me tell you, but you can't help but to notice what's happening. He said that as a team, we must work together. That means everyone has a part to play in a team. And it's so funny because I was just thinking as I was driving home that I was just thinking about how we had had such a great team. I saw a woman as I was leaving the campus that reminded me of someone at a job I had. And I remember that that lady was a nice. It was a good, that we were a good team. I remember her and others. I said, wow, we were a great team. I was like, well, you know, sometimes if you got a great team, you can really get a lot done. I remember how prosperous the organization was at that time. We all were working there, and almost none of that team is there right now. But, you know, it's like in sports, you know, you got a great team. You're probably going to make it to the Super Bowl. So I noticed what, like, that's what I felt, the same thing as President Obama was talking. Is that if we work together, that teamwork makes the dream work, get you a good team and you've got something solid. And he talked about your employees having their morale raised when their salaries are raised. You know, just think about that for a minute. salaries raised. He talked about women and supporting women and how when the woman is successful, the whole country is successful. There's so many positive, powerful nuggets that were spoken, and all heartfelt. Yeah, he was emotional because he's passionate about what he's doing, and so I, you know, but I can't help but talk about that today. And but now let me get on to some other wonderful things that we're going to be doing right here on All About Entrepreneurs. And one of the things is that we have some guests lined up to come to the shows as early as tomorrow. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow. A wonderful, exciting guest tomorrow on the show. Yes, right here. Awesome, awesome. And then also, not only tomorrow, I'll tell you a little bit about our awesome guest on tomorrow. Don't forget also, we have next week, I'll tell you who's coming up. We have a specialist in the PR industry coming up. Get ready for that. We have, on tomorrow, Thursday, what I have is I have the Inspire coming on. Inspire. And her name is, I will tell you, her name is Ebony. And Ebony is going to be my guest on Thursday. She is, among other things, she is a songwriter, and she has a very, very powerful bio. And I definitely, definitely want you to definitely tune in tomorrow as I interview her, and I'm going to start doing some more interviewing. I know we haven't done any in a little while. Since last year, for sure. But it takes a minute to line people up, and especially when you're working by yourself, it takes a minute to line people up and get them on the show and get them scheduled and get their bios and pictures and all that great stuff. But we got it. We got it, and we're going to have her on. I couldn't download her bio right there, but you will hear all about the Miss Ebony on tomorrow. She is an inspirational speaker, singer, author. You definitely don't want to miss. So follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/CoachLalisa. Also follow me on Twitter, and I will definitely be on there tweeting about this awesome, 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 powerful woman that will be coming on the show. And then next week, I have another very, very, very powerful guest also coming on the show. And so it's just going to be totally, totally, totally awesome. As a matter of fact, let me tell you who is also coming on next week. I want you to set your calendar, and I want you to be ready for these awesome people. I have Tamara. Tamara will be on the show. She's also a coach and author and also has her own blog, talk, radio show. So we have some awesome, awesome guests lined up, ready to come on and to share with you their businesses, to share with you their success stories, their entrepreneurial stories, because yes, though they're a success now, but how did they get there? What did it take? A lot of times we see that people are successful and we think that it happened overnight, or they woke up one day and bing, bam, boom, there it was. But no, there was a road that they traveled. So we're going to learn about those roads that these people have traveled and see how we, too, are already on the right road to our wealth through our will, because there is a way. And the way has already been paved by so many others. They can show us the way to get there. You know, I used to listen to some motivational speakers who had been, all of them pretty much said this, and I began to say it too, that success leaves clues. And so there, the way has been already set. The will comes from within you. The will comes from within you. So if you are willing, if you take your action, the way is there. Follow the way. Go the way. God's told you, I give you power to get wealth. I'll show you how to do it. And there's a will so that you can improve our communities. We can improve the standard of living for ourselves and our neighbors and our children and our children's children. Oh, that was another powerful piece where he said that we need to have our children be able to one day look us in the eye and say, you did good. You left this place in a better place. And so that was just, I just thought how awesome, how wonderful, how amazing. I loved when he talked about the opportunities. See, there we go again with that way, where there's a will, there's that opportunity, he said. And then I heard him say, his speech writers or some of the people from his correspondence teams, they were saying earlier how he's optimistic about taking action for opportunities. That's right, you got to be optimistic about taking action for your opportunities. I'm telling you, just so many wonderful pieces there resonated with me. I'm excited to get to my business students this evening. I can't wait to talk to them about business and just the manufacturing and the training and development. I'm so excited. I'm ready to get off here now and go get started, get busy. Don't want to waste a moment. I even had a dream last night. I was like, I haven't had a dream like that in a long time. I dreamed that someone offered me a job with Delta Airlines to be a ticket agent or something like that. I was like, okay, Lord, that must mean I'm ready to fly. You're ready to get me flying all over this country because, you know, with the airlines, you get free flight benefits. And Delta, of all the airlines, you know, it's not our hub here. Our hub is United. It used to be Continental. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Delta and American merged. And we're almost out of time. I can't believe already. Wow, 30 minutes sure went. Whoa, that was quick. 30 minutes went fast. Now I just 90 seconds left to the show. It's a little over a minute. Wow. Well, there's a lot you can do in 90 seconds. For instance, I can tell you how to go to our website, thelisawilliams.wix.com/AAE show. Check that out. Make any comments. Leave me a comment. Sign up to be a guest on the show. You want to be a guest on the show? We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/AAE show. AAE has its own Facebook page, so facebook.com/AAE show. I'm asking you, go there, make a comment. If you listen to the show, let me know what you think about the show. If you have any thoughts, suggestions, we welcome them. You can do it right on Facebook, facebook.com/AAE show. You can also, again, if you are interested in being a guest on the show, you have a story, you have something that you would like to share as it relates to your entrepreneurship or your leadership, you have some suggestions, some tips for our audience, you want to give some tips or suggestions, or you have a powerful story, please inbox me on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. So we're excited. If you're not on Facebook, you may want to set up a page just to keep up with everything that's going on this show and with other people also on Twitter and LinkedIn. I haven't set up a page yet I haven't set up an AAE show for Twitter, but I may do that. So it's been great. It's been real nice talking with you, and we'll see you back same time, same tomorrow. Don't forget, tell a friend, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. We have our awesome guest, Ebony. She's going to sing a little bit for us as well. She is a singer. So please, if you love good, old-fashioned, inspirational music, you definitely don't want to miss the show. So I'll see you later. Have an awesome, wonderful, powerful day. And don't forget, you got to keep on getting up. You got to keep on moving forward, because in reality, there is no stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Melissa J. Williams. Thank you for tuning in to another segment.